Frank Morgan as the fabulous Dr. Tweedy, written by Robert Riley Crutcher. One touch of nature makes the whole world kin. And every Saturday morning, Dr. Tweedy gets in touch with nature. He has a little garden in the back of his house, and there is nothing Dr. Tweedy likes better than to put on his old clothes and putter around among his prize-winning weeds. The other day, while trimming a tree, he made an exciting discovery.
Well, well, what have we here? A little nest.
Yes, Dr. Tweedy found a little nest full of...
Hornets! Hornets! Hold open the door! Hornets!
Yes, those hornets were as mad as Miss Tiltsy, the dean of women. And she is as mad as a hornet.
Dr. Tweedy, you've no idea how it offends me to see you wandering around the campus in those disreputable-looking clothes.
Well, Miss Tiltsy, this is more or less my day to dig holes.
You look like you crawled out of one.
You know what they say, everybody must eat a peck of dirt before he dies.
Well, you're certainly the man who came to dinner.
You'll feel differently about it when my garden comes up. Miss Tiltsy, your name is on the first onion. Furthermore, I'd like to pick a corsage for you to wear to the dance tonight.
What, onions?
Flowers, Miss Tiltsy, very pretty flowers. I'll have some 4 o'clock for you at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yes, I wanted to speak to you about tonight.
Yeah?
Do you realize that during the dance would be an excellent opportunity to pilfer the dormitories?
Pilfer, Miss Tiltsy? Are you suggesting that we...
No.
Oh.
I'm suggesting that you get rid of that tramp who's been camping on the edge of the woods. I just don't feel safe with that man so close.
Oh, don't worry. You're safe. I mean, I'm sure he's quite harmless.
I tell you, he's a dangerous character. I know he is. Dr. Tweedy, I appeal to you. Get that man as far as possible from this school.
Well, if you feel that strongly about it, Miss Tiltsy, I'll get rid of him.
Thank you.
Don't give it another thought. I'll take care of everything. You've seen the last of that tramp.
What do you mean I got a scram?
I mean precisely that. I'm sorry, but you'll have to put out that fire and be on your way. And don't ever come back here. That's an order.
Who's order?
Miss Tiltsy.
No skates telling me what...
Now, never mind. Put out that fire and... What's that you're cooking?
Slum gullion.
Oh. Well, now gather up your things and... What is slum gullion?
Mulligan stew.
Oh. Well, now pack up your... Smells good, doesn't it?
You want to put on a nose bag with me? Grab yourself a can and dip in.
Oh, no, thank you. I wouldn't think of it. But I'm glad you asked me. It proves I was right and Miss Tiltsy was wrong. I've always been a good judge of character. I can see you are fundamentally a generous person. So I'll have some slum gullion.
Here.
Now, don't bother, thank you. I can help myself. I don't want much, just a sample.
Hey, take it easy.
That's delicious. Absolutely delicious. I'm so sick of watercress salad at the school cafeteria. Nothing like the outdoor life to whet the appetite. I envy you, my friend. As Walt Whitman put it, afoot and light-hearted I take to the open road. Healthy, free, the world before me, the long brown path before me, leading wherever I choose.
Well, if you like it so much, why don't you become a bum? You'd make a swell bum.
Me, Thaddeus Q. Tweedy, doctor of philosophy, a bum?
That's what this country needs. More high-class bums.
Well, I guess I do look like a bum in these old gardening clothes.
That's a great life, Mac. Have you ever been married?
No.
Oh, well, I was. That's why I appreciate this life. The trees don't talk back to you. All you gotta worry about is the beagles.
The beagles?
The long arms.
I beg your pardon?
The cops.
Oh, well, the ones in this district are certainly stupid. So why should you worry about the police?
Because, brother, they're standing right behind you. Oh.
judge, I am not a vagrant. I'm dean of men at Potts College. Dr. Tweedy is the name. Thaddeus Q, Ph.D.
Yeah, that's right. Me and him is a couple of college teachers.
Oh, no.
I see. And your name, sir, is...
Dr. Doe is the name. John Doe.
Now, my friend, leave everything to me. I'll take care of this. His Honor knows a scholar when he sees one.
Sergeant, book these bums.
No, just a minute, Joe. I can identify myself.
Yeah, my fraternity brother can identify you.
I have my wallet here somewhere. Oh, here's the memorandum I received this morning. You'll notice that it's addressed to Dr. Thaddeus Q. Tweedy and signed by Miss Tilsey, the Dean of Women.
Let me see that.
It's in reference to my personal appearance when gardening.
Let me see now. Mm. Dr. Tweedy, yes. I'm no longer able to restrain myself. Yeah. Your appearance this morning is without doubt the most...
I'd rather you didn't read it out loud.
Yes, I see what you mean.
No.
Well, Dr. Tweedy, I guess we made a little mistake. Please accept our apology.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Don't give it another thought.
Our stocks will excuse you this time, but don't let it happen again. I'll be seeing.
Come back here, you. Huh?
But, Judge, surely you don't intend to prosecute this poor fellow.
He's a bum, and I'm booking him.
Is the taste for freedom a crime? Why, he's simply a carefree traveler on life's highways.
A highwayman, huh?
Oh. Hey, Doc.
I know what I'm doing, my friend. Your Honor, take away his freedom, and you might as well take away his life.
Please, Doc, give me a break.
I am an excellent judge of character, and this man's face is honest and innocent as mine.
Take it easy, Doc. Take it easy.
Look him, Sergeant.
Remember, Judge, stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage.
You want to make a bet?
Be merciful. Sweet mercy is nobility's true badge. As Shakespeare said, it is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes.
I'm giving him 30 days, and he's going to take it.
But, Your Honor...
Let it go, Doc. I'll settle for the 30 days.
No, my friend. I want to see justice done. Your Honor, I refuse to stand by and see this man unjustly persecuted.
Will you vouch for him?
Where do I sign?
Right here.
Thaddeus Q. Tweedy.
Okay. He's all yours.
Justice is the queen of virtues. Let justice be done. What do you mean he's all mine?
He's paroled in your care for 1 year.
My care?
Take him home with you.
Home? With me?
And remember, if he does anything wrong, you are responsible.
Oh, no. No, I can't. Miss Tilsey. The college. The dance. Oh, no.
Don't worry, Doc. For you, I'll tread the straight and narrow. I'm an honest woman. I'll prove it. Here's your wallet back.
Well, Miss Chelsea, isn't the dance a tremendous success?
Yes. I can't imagine what's happened to Dr. Tweedy.
We've taken in $500. What should I do with the money?
Oh, here comes Dr. Tweedy now. You run along and dance. I'll speak to him about it.
Thanks, Miss Chelsea.
Ah, good evening, Miss Dilsey. I'm sorry to be late for the dance.
We missed you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Everything has gone smoothly. Tell me, did you get that tramp out of the woods?
The tramp, yes. Oh, yes, I got him out of the woods, all right.
Good, I don't want to see him again.
Well, you won't, Miss Dilsey, you won't. Not if I can help it.
It's good to know that I can depend on you.
Oh, you always.
Sometimes. I'll sleep easier tonight, thanks to you.
Miss Tilsey, I've done nothing.
But just to be on the safe side, I want you to keep the proceeds from this dance in your house tonight.
In my... No. Wouldn't it be much better to keep the money in the school safe?
Why?
Well, Miss Tilsey, I might as well be frank.
About what?
About it. Well, there's no point in being evasive, is there?
Evasive?
Yes, I mean, I might as well tell you and get it over with.
Tell me what? What are you trying to say?
Miss Tilsey, that... May I have this dance?
Salt. Pepper. Onion. Carrot. Plum garlic. Come on in.
Oh, good morning. I'm Jane Taylor.
Pleased to meet you.
Is Dr. Tweedy in?
Nope.
Well, do you expect him back soon?
Yep.
Oh, I'm the chairman of the ticket committee for the dance last night. I brought the money for him to take to the bank. What's that you're cooking?
Slum Italian.
Oh, are you Dr. Tweedy's cook?
Cook, gardener, valley, and general factory.
General factotum, isn't it?
Yeah. The doc's got so much brains, he needs somebody to look after. And I'm the guy to do it. I'd give my right arm up to here for him. Oh, what a pal. You know what he said to me this morning? Flowers is lovely. Love is flower-like. Friendship is a sheltering tree. It don't make sense, but it sounds pretty.
Yes, I think it was said by Samuel Coleridge.
Nope, Doc said it.
But Coleridge wrote it.
Then he stole it from Doc.
Where is Dr. Tweedy?
Oh, he went to see some dame named Tilly.
Miss Tilsey, I don't wish to interrupt your work here, but since last night, I've done some thinking.
Oh, I appreciate the warning.
I've been thinking about that tramp.
Why? You took care of him, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes, I've taken good care of him. Frankly, Miss Tilsey, I don't believe he's as bad as you seem to think. After all, there's a little good in every man.
A little.
We should look for the good in people, not the bad. Trust them and encourage them. I know I could make a new man out of that tramp.
Have you seen the morning paper?
No, but I'm a sound judge of character.
There was a robbery last night.
Robbery?
I quote, last night, Oscar Schlupp's butcher shop on West 3rd Street was burgled. A vagrant who was seen in the vicinity earlier in the evening is under suspicion, and an arrest is expected momentarily, unquote. Well, now what have you to say?
Goodbye, Miss Tilsey. Where are you?
Right here, Doc. What's cooking? I seen you steaming down the block and nothing flashed.
Oh, why did you do it? Or did you do it? No, you didn't do it. I know you didn't.
Then what?
You were here all night. You didn't leave the house once. You didn't even put your nose out the door. Did you?
Well, I wasn't going long, Doc.
Oh, well, it was only to get a breath of fresh air. You didn't leave the campus. You weren't anywhere near the town. Were you?
Sure I was. What's cooking?
Cooking? Yes. What's cooking? You aren't making slumgullion?
Yeah, Doc. I'm whipping up a big batch for you.
Oh, without meat, of course. It's vegetarian slumgullion.
Nope, it's got meat.
Oh.
The best, Doc. The very best.
So, you were at the butcher's last night?
Yep, I cleaned him out.
Oh, no!
He didn't have much, but I got all he had.
Oh.
Oh, Doc, look over there on the table.
Oh, money!
That's for you, Doc.
Me?
Yeah, some dame was here this morning and said this.
Never mind the dame. Is this the loot?
Yeah.
Oh.
The proceeds from last night. $500. Not bad for a little town.
Oh, why did you do it?
Do what?
Take the money.
Well, I only took it to give to you, Doc. Come on, let's put on the nose bag.
This is a fine way to repay the man who befriended you.
Yeah. Let's eat, Doc. Soup's on. Hey, where you going?
I'm taking this money down to the butcher. Maybe I can reason with him.
$500? Them butchers sure got a racket these days.
Before Frank Morgan continues, here is... Frank Morgan as the fabulous Dr. Tweedy. They say that speech is silver and silence is golden. As usual, Dr. Tweedy has picked the wrong time to go off the gold standard. At the butcher shop.
Good morning, sir. I take it you are Oscar Schlupp.
No meat.
I am here on a very confidential matter.
No meat.
It concerns the robbery last night. Naturally, you want that money back. I dare say you'd be so glad to get it back, you'd dismiss charges against the person who took it. I dare say. wouldn't you?
Would I?
I asked you first.
Look, see this meat cleaver?
Cleaver, yes. It's sharp, isn't it?
See this chicken neck?
Yeah?
Watch. That's what I'll do if I catch the guy who has my dough. Now, what do you want?
Do you have any fish?
Just what do you know about this robbery?
Well, would you mind putting that cleaver down?
I like the feel of it.
Oh, you do?
It talks my language. Now, what do you know about this robbery?
Well, there's a lot to be said on both sides.
Of what?
Well, everything. Some people are one way and others are different. That is to say, certain people, under certain circumstances, do certain things. And vice versa, of course. I hope I'm not taking up your time.
Oh, get to the point.
All right, I will. Mr. Schrupp, I have the money that was stolen from your shop. No, 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 no! Put that cleaver down! I'm here on behalf of the person who robbed you.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Well, the party prefers to remain anonymous.
I'll anonymous him.
Now, please, Mr. Schlupp, let me finish. This person is an unfortunate victim of his environment. As the twig is bent, so grows the tree. And this one is kind of crooked.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, who knows, under the circumstances, you might have done the same thing. Put yourself in this poor man's position. You enter this heartless world alone. You are born without parents.
How?
You're an orphan. You have no mother to tell you what is right and what is wrong. You drift through life trying to take things as you find them. Soon you're trying to find things to take. You're a crook.
Who's a crook?
No, no, no. This other man. Then imagine you meet a college teacher, a doctor of philosophy, a man of keen intelligence and sound judge of character. He takes you in and gives you a home. You want to repay him for his kindness. You do it the only way you know how. You steal.
Oh, so what?
So take back your money and forgive this poor man. Withdraw the charges and trust me to do the right thing. How much was stolen?
$300.
$300? Oh, I have 200 too much.
There was 300 in the cash register and 200 in this drawer.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, here's the 500. Now, shall we consider the incident closed?
What about that broken window?
Oh, yes, the window. Well, I'll pay for that out of my own pocket. Shall we say $3?
Shall we say five?
Three.
Five. And what about this lock?
Seven.
Five.
Three.
Seven.
Oh.
And what about the cash register?
Cash register?
It's broke.
So am I.
Somebody's got to pay for it or somebody's going to jail.
Well, I have a very good fountain pen here.
That's a nice watch you got.
Oh, no, no. Now, you got the senior class gave me that.
I could use a watch.
No, I'm sorry. That's the one thing I won't... You'll be careful with it, won't you? It means a lot to me.
Well,
home, Doc?
Yes, I'm home.
What's eating you? You look like you'd lost your last friend.
I've come to the conclusion that I have no friends.
Sure you have. You got me.
Yes, I got you for 1 year.
Oh, is that what's eating you? Well, don't worry, Doc. If you want me, I'll stay with you forever.
Oh. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when the noble Caesar saw him stab, ingratitude more strong than traitor's arms quite vanquished him, then burst his mighty heart.
What a beautiful skull you got, Doc.
No, don't speak to me. I gave you a helping hand, and you bit it. Brutus, shame, shame. Never have I been so hurt.
I done something wrong?
What about the $500?
Oh, you mean the proceeds from the dance last night?
Yes, your proceeds?
Dance? Yeah.
What?
The dame that left it said you'd know what to do with it.
Well, then, you didn't rob the butcher shop.
He robbed me. A buck a pound for beef.
Well,
Doc, did you think I swiped that 500?
Well, I...
Oh, Doc.
My friend, have I accused you unjustly?
Never have I been so hurt.
What have I done?
Plenty. I turn my back and you bite me.
Oh, my friend.
Brutish. Shame, shame.
Forgive me.
Don't speak to me. I thought you was the greatest guy in the world.
You did?
You was the big brain to me.
I
thought you was the sweetest guy that ever lived.
Oh, well, my friend, believe me, I'm sorry.
No. Leave me alone.
It's the Dreyfus case all over again.
Take your hand off of my shoulder. I don't like you no more.
Oh, now, please, don't say that. To err is human, to forgive, divine. A forgiving heart is worth more than all the gold in the... Gold!
Huh?
Yes, the money. I gave it the butcher. The dance money. And I had to give him my fountain pen and watch to get him to take it. Hello, Mr. Schlupp.
No meat. Oh, it's you again. What do you want?
Well, it seems there's been a slight mistake.
What do you mean?
Mr. Schlupp, I have some good news for you. My friend did not rob your store.
Is that so?
Yes, and now if you'll just give me back my $512 and my fountain pen and my watch, we'll just forget the whole thing.
Just like that?
Yes, I'm very sorry to have bothered you.
Oh, no bother at all.
Well, thank you.
You see that meat cleaver?
Yes, but I want that money back. My friend did not rob your store.
And who did?
Well, that's just it. Who did? To give you a direct answer to a direct question, I think you did.
What?
In the first place, you said $300 was missing, but when you saw I had $500, you raised it to $5. Why?
Well,
I'll tell you why. You're a dishonest man. You robbed your own store, and I'll prove it.
Oh. And I suppose I busted my own window and crawled in through that little hole.
No, you couldn't get through that little hole. I say the window was broken from the inside.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yes.
Somebody tossed a brick through the window. It was lying right here.
The brick couldn't have landed at this point. It's mathematically impossible.
Hmm?
According to Euclid's calculus of tangents, differential and integral, let X be the brick and Y the window. In the advancing difference notation, we regard X as a suffix, which gives us our solution. You see? Impossible.
I tell you, somebody threw that brick in here.
Oh, no. It was merely dropped there, as proved by the depth of the indentation. A simple problem for trigonometry. But why go on? It's an open and shut case. You may fool the law of Pottsfield, but you cannot fool the laws of physics. Pardon me. I want to call the police.
Wait a minute. Wait. Don't do that.
Well, why? Well?
You see, I lost a lot of dough on the races, and I was afraid my wife would find out. I told her I was robbed, but I didn't know she'd call in the police.
Oh, that is no concern of mine. Just give me the money and the fountain pen and the watch. I'll consider the case closed.
Oh, sure. Sure. Here you are.
Thank you.
But I still don't know how you figured it out.
I didn't figure it out, but I'm an excellent judge of character.
Is Dr. Tweedy home?
Nope. Doc ain't back yet.
Well, do you mind if I wait? I have to see him. It's terribly important. I have to see him about some money.
You ain't the girl who left the dance money.
Dance money? Oh, well, I don't know anything about that. I just want to borrow some money. My allowance hasn't come yet, and there's a dress downtown I simply have to have. And if I don't make a deposit on it...
Home again. All's well that ends well.
Oh, Dr. Tweedy, yes. I came to get some money for...
Yes, I know. Here you are. Count it. $500. It's yours.
$500?
Yes.
What? Hey, Doc.
Young lady, my advice is to take that money and put it in the bank.
Hey, Doc.
But Dr. Tweedy...
And don't ever bother me about money again.
Oh, gee, I won't have to.
Oh,
now run along, run along.
Oh, God, Dr. Tweedy, thanks a million.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, that's that. You should have seen me at the butcher shop. I was superb. A brilliant display of brain over brawn. You know, I would have made a wonderful detective. Thin man Tweedy. what were you trying to say before?
Nothing, Doc. Nothing. You're so happy, I just ain't got the heart to tell you.
Frank Morgan will be back in just a moment with his thought for the week. But first, here is...
Story today should make us realize that honesty is the best policy, unless you like an annuity. How true are the words of Sir Walter Scott? Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. But don't worry, practice makes perfect. Good night.
Starring tonight with Mr. Morgan was Nana Bryant as Miss Tilsey. Alan Bridge played the constable, Barbara Eiler, Susan, Lee Millar, Winthrop Ames, Ed Max, the tramp, Janet Scott, the mother, and Earl Ross, the father. Music was composed and directed by Elliot Daniel.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.